Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We were under the impression that it was ready to go. We had the president, to his credit, almost 7 weeks out, was saying, are we ready? And to be told by the pros, yeah, this looks like it's all ready to go, all in line. And neither he and I are technology geeks. We assumed that it was up and ready to run. But the good news is, although it's not, and we apologize for that, we're confident that by the end of November it will be, and there'll still be plenty of time for people to register and get online. Yeah.
There's Vice President Joe Biden saying that he and the president were told that the healthcare.gov website was ready, and then he apologized. Apparently it's not. Gee, have you heard that? The healthcare website. Oh, I'm going to be too cynical. Anyway, it'll be fixed by the end of the month, so Joe Biden says. But then the president said that you'd be able to have the health insurance that you liked, and that's not the case. So why would we believe what Joe Biden has to say? We'll figure it out. Obamacare is the top item on the week's countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our review. Once again, in this hour, we go from number 1 to number 10 for the week ending Friday, November the 1st. Let's run down the items on the list first. In the Talkers magazine, talkers.com, overview of what they've figured out, monitoring hundreds of talk radio programs and hundreds of talk radio stations all across the country. The Halloween Fat Letter, number 10. World Series, number 9. You heard the Red Sox won, right? Those of you in St. Louis. Immigration reform is number 8. Take that, McGraw-Millhaven. The battle over the budget is number 7. Anniversary of Hurricane Sandy, number 6. Syria, number 5. State of the GOP, number 4. Benghazi, number 3. NSA, number 2. And the health care situation is number 1. So let us get into that with host Bill Handel. Here he talks about Health and Human Services Secretary Sebelius appearing before Congress this week while the healthcare.gov website was down once again.
Kathleen Sebelius went before Congress, before the Health and Human Services, which committee was it? The House Energy and Commerce Committee, that was it. And she was going to, of course, talk about Obamacare and the rollout specifically. Now, normally, you would expect her to say, like the previous testimony the day before, that it really isn't as bad as it's being painted to be. We have some technical problems. Unfortunately for Sebelius, the site was down. It had crashed before she started testifying, and 35 minutes into her testimony, it was still down. And this is, incidentally, spot checks verified that all over the country, the site was down, and which probably means that the entire federal site was down at the time, and the Obama administration was warned. Here's the problem that we're finding out. The Obama administration was warned a month in advance that the site was not ready to launch. And instead of taking the political hit in saying, guys, we're not ready yet. I know we said October 1st, but it's just not ready. And then getting yelled at for all kinds of incompetence, and you knew for 2.5 years, the president could have said, and this is not so much hindsight either. This isn't one of those, well, it's easy to say that now. Oh, no, it was easy to say that then, too. Could have said, you know what, it's more important that we get this right than we're on time based on the announcement that we made. It's just that simple. You don't like it? Too bad. But no, we're going to roll it out. And the disaster hit. Here's Representative Michelle Blackburn, who you're probably going to guess is a Republican.
Let's put the screenshot up. I want to go to the cost of the website and talk about the website. This is what is happening right now with this website. We've had somebody in the back trying to sign on. It is down. It is not working. Last week I asked for the cost from each of the contractors that were with us last week. So can you give me a ballpark of what you have spent on this website that does not work, that individuals cannot get to? What is your cost estimate?
So far, Congresswoman, we have spent about $118 million on the website itself, and about $56 million has been expended on other IT to support the web.
Now, the Republicans were successful in keeping the media quiet and not actually releasing the video of them rubbing their hands in glee just before entering the hearing room.
Up next, more on the healthcare situation. I'm Doug Steffen.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Guy. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free Value Club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
Doug Steffen here on the countdown. We are moving up from number 1 to number 10, the top 10 top topics of the week. Obamacare, number 1. Here's host Jay Weber with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. They discuss the bill that Johnson just introduced to let people keep the insurance plan they already have.
Senator Ron Johnson, he's joining me to talk about the very latest related to the Obamacare debacle and a new bill he's introducing. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Act.
I know that's a little bit of a mouthful, but yeah, you know, I think it's important that you name things.
Yeah, it explains what it is, that's
and,
for sure.
You know, let's face it, how many times, I don't have a count on that, but it was numerous times President Obama guaranteed, promised the American people that if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. Period. No
this,
questions.
This was
don't,
really.
Don't even. You know. And so.
Yeah. This was really the. This was the promise of all the false promises that were made. This was the promise that they were making repeatedly. He and Pelosi and those on the other side of the aisle. They were making this repeatedly to try to sell this to the American people.
Well, they're actually to this as well as the fact if you have a family plan, your cost of your plan by the end of his first term, mm-hmm. because of this wonderful bill, would actually decline by $2,500 per family. I call those the big two promises that are being told. Totally broken.
So what would the, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan bill do? How would it amend Obamacare?
Well, what is unfortunate is there's no way, short of totally repealing Obamacare, that you can actually honor that promise that President Obama made. But what we're going to try and do is limit the damage as much as possible. And what we're going to do is write a true grandfather clause into this bill. Because the grandfather, you know, they grandfathered prior plans. Mm-hmm. But they said, no, so if you like those plans, those are grandfathered in, except well, they've got to meet all these new standards, which virtually means, from what I can, I don't have the exact figures on this thing. My guess is there's like not a plan in America that actually meets those requirements.
Right.
So, you know, basically what's ending up happening, because of all the new requirements, even if you're keeping the healthcare plan at your business, it might be through the same insurance carrier, it's going to be brought up to Obamacare standards, and so it's going to cost more money.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't think you're losing your healthcare plan, you're not going to have the same healthcare plan you had when this law was passed, or even as of December 31st, 2013. Your plan is going to change, but what's really nasty is, for example, in the state of Wisconsin, our high-risk pool is just going away.
Right, and the latest, that the best they can do now is vow this website will be running by the end of November. I'm surprised they even put a new deadline onto themselves, quite frankly, after the last debacle. But now you have this very real possibility that you're going to have millions, plural, millions of Americans without insurance because they've been dropped by their current insurance carrier, who can't even get into the exchanges to buy craptacular insurance that they really didn't want in the first place on the new exchange.
Yeah, they can go into the private market and they can try and secure health care after January 1st. It will be more expensive. I mean, insurance price is going up because Obamacare, you know, adds mandates onto what health care people can buy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can argue, well, there'll be better plans. And arguably, they will be. But they're going to be far more expensive plans, and that's just the point.
Here are some talk radio callers reacting to the situation, the continuing problems, if you will, with the healthcare.gov website.
I purchased my own insurance privately, and on October 1st, I logged into the state exchange. I didn't have any trouble navigating the system. I enrolled, but I didn't pull the trigger and actually purchase a plan, because when I saw the prices of the premiums, I did have a sticker shock, and I tried to navigate around the system to roll back to redo the experience. And then I realized I was entitled to certain, credits. And at that point, I was able to see a lower premium. But one of the deficiencies of the exchange was we weren't able to compare side by side various plans and the features of each plan. I then proceeded to call the help desk of the exchange, and I didn't get a lot of good support from the help desk. I don't think they're adequately trained, but they did try to help me. And at this point, I'm probably 50% through the enrollment process. And I will go forward at some point before January 1st to actually purchase a plan. But I also don't know if my existing private plan, if I'll be able to carry that forward. I haven't received any communication from my Blue Cross and my Anthem Blue Cross that my plan will be to be active or will be canceled and force me into the exchange. But either way, I want to see this Affordable Care Act succeed and hopefully go a step forward to a single-payer system.
I'm looking at the ACA is the way the resistance with the Republicans is. It's not about a bad bill. It's more about keeping old money flowing to stock investors and CEOs and those who are involved with that. If the Republicans really were concerned about the American people, instead of 42 times of voting against it, they could have presented their plan. They could have come up with ideas, because in the ACA, there are provisions, there are plenty of them, that say, if you've got a better idea, then present it. And if they were really concerned about it, they would have done this. But the Republicans are more about keeping old money flowing to people who actually sit on the side and just invest money and pull and rake in.
Delay it with the intention of keeping it. Have the states that are working well, like California and a few others, keep going just as they're going. Have the states that are having problems, or the Fed websites that are having problems, fix it. Delay it for 3 months, 6 months, something like that. It's not a big deal. The inner workings will keep on going.
Up next, let's just do a little shifting to the NSA and Benghazi. Not that we haven't talked about them ad nauseum, but they're still in the list, so we'll work them over here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is the Talk Radio Review, the countdown show that airs every weekend on a lot of great radio stations around the country. I'm Doug Steffen, number two on the countdown this week, the spying scandal from another one of our affiliates, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Host Alan Ludell talks to Senator Chris Coons of Delaware about the NSA spying on our pals, our allies overseas.
Everybody does it. We do it. They do it to us. We do it to them. Or is there some level, like Angela Merkel's personal cell phone of an allied nation that we should not touch? Or if we do, we sure as heck make sure it doesn't get out.
Well, I do think that it's inappropriate for us to spy on the heads of state of close allies. And I do think I have some real concerns about mission creep by the NSA and by FISA. And I have co-sponsored a number of bills that would demand more transparency, more accountability. I do know that we live in a dangerous world, that there are folks who are seeking to do harm to America and Americans. And I'm grateful that we have a strong intelligence community and a robust national defense. But I do think we can have security and civil liberties. And I think we need to be able to explain to the world and to our close allies exactly what the NSA is doing and why it's in our best interest and why it's part of defending us against terrorism. Spying on Angela Merkel's cell phone, listening in on the conversations of a foreign head of state that's a close ally, doesn't strike me as meeting the test of allowing us to keep Americans safe.
Benghazi, number three on the countdown. Here's host Dom Giordano talking to Cheryl Atkinson from CBS about what has come to light following last weekend's 60 Minutes piece.
What's the biggest takeaway from your perspective? Is it that they knew it was terrorism early on, or is the bigger that this was a very unprotected spot to put people?
Well, I think they're fairly equal, you know, premises there. There's number one, it was a dangerous spot in which we still don't have the full explanation as to why no rescue attempt could be made, if that's true. You know, no viable rescue attempt could be made over the course of many, many hours. But number two, I think the biggest blank in the whole thing remains, how did the YouTube video and the spontaneous protest become the prime narrative of Obama administration officials at a time when everything we've learned since then shows that nobody ever thought that was the case? That's a missing gap. No one has explained who thought of that or where there was a meeting at which that would be decided that they would all go that course. We just still don't know.
Well, I guess the ongoing thing to me, too, is nobody brought to justice, even though some of your colleagues nationally have been able to get interviews with one of these alleged terrorists in a coffee shop.
Yeah, I have a really good source on that inside the government who kind of confirmed what I think we all think. They are aware that this guy is there, but the position of the U.S. government is it's a very dangerous proposition to go into Libya now and try to take somebody like that. They question whether it could cause more disruption and harm than anything else. They question whether that's a safe thing to be trying to do because they assume that this guy is surrounded by militia. So it's a lot of sort of second guessing and deciding that this is not, you know, the right time to go in and get this person in particular who reporters have interviewed, but they seem confident that there will come a time at some point when they can get him.
Cheryl, do you feel now, too, it's easier for you, as you said, I thought you probably worked with Laura on this, that it's easier to get time, there's more of an appetite, there's more for it after this comprehensive look, to continue this, that it's not a dead issue, that people are not interested?
Well, I don't know. It comes and it goes, Dom. I mean, okay. I think it just depends. It depends on the other news of the day. It depends on how many viewers are writing in and asking about it. It continues to be a very popular issue. Whenever I write about it online or do publish something, it gets a great deal of response among the people who are still following it. There's a great deal of people who say, as you said, you've heard, who cares, old news. I still think it's, you know, I love to dig into any story that continues to have unanswered questions, so I'm going to continue to go at this one the best way I can. I think the key now is any information that's going to come forth pretty much has to come through Congress because they're not answering freedom of information requests. They're just sort of, you know, uniformly denying all those, at least from me. So Congress can, if they want to, have select committees, subpoena information, that sort of thing. And they're moving slowly. They continue to dig away. Senator Graham said this week he's going to put a hold on all administration nominations until the survivors can be interviewed by Congress. They've been kind of kept squirreled away for over a year. Their transcripts of interviews conducted after the attacks have never been turned over, even though Congress has requested them. So slowly but surely, we may continue to get information.
Say to the Republican Party and Syria, not the two of them going together, but they're the two items up next in focus here on the...
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life. In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Help yourself to more information. Open up your ears and your mind. We're working over a list of the countdown items for the week ending Friday, November 1st. At number 4 in the countdown, state of the Republican Party, here's Sean Hannity talking to former Vice President Dick Cheney about the role that Cheney thinks the Tea Party ought to have as the next generation takes over the party.
There's a battle, obviously. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Marco Rubio in this particular battle versus, quote, the establishment Republicans. Where do you see that battle?
Well, I'm not unsympathetic to the frustration, I think, that's led many Americans to sign on for or become part of the Tea Party. I mean, I'm as frustrated as anybody else can be, but I think we have a situation where the circumstances in Washington, the inability of and the unwillingness of this administration to come to grips with our basic long-term debt problem, for example, the frustration out there is very, very high. And so, when I see people talking about the Tea Party, I don't think of the Tea Party as extremists the way some of the folks in Washington would describe it. The extremist in Washington is Barack Obama. He's the guy that wants to fundamentally transform our health care system. He's the guy who's done enormous damage to America's standing in the world. To the extent there's an extremist or radical political view in Washington these days, I believe it's the President of the United States.
I agree with you. You know, I guess as a conservative first, and I'm a registered conservative in New York, if you don't fight on health care, which is the holy grail of the progressive movement for the last 100 years, where are you going to fight? Yeah. The fact that Cruz was willing to stand up, I think, in the end, is going to be a good thing. I just wish some other Republicans stood with him instead of attacking him. I was a little surprised at that.
Well, it's not that unusual.
Yeah, that's true. It's Washington.
My class, when I became a member of Congress in 1978, we had a guy named Newt Gingrich, who was a classmate of mine. Mm-hmm. He'd run 3 times before he got elected, and when he showed up, he had this novel notion that the House Republicans could become the majority. We hadn't been the majority for 40 years. And and Newt and the group he put together broke a lot of china in the early days. Now, periodically, I think we need to rejuvenate the party. We need to be able to have attract new talent. It's not always a smooth process. Lots of times there's china broken in the process. But I think what's happening today is that we're moving to that point now. My daughter Liz is running for the United States Senate from Wyoming. We need a new generation of leaders. We need to bring that next group along. And when we get folks in there who sometimes they're maybe not quite as smooth as they ought to be, sometimes there are major differences between the folks that are already there and the newcomers coming in, but someplace in there we're going to have, I think, a stronger party. I think it's very important to have a Tea Party movement inside the Republican Party, not outside.
Syria, number five on the countdown. Here's host Al Malmberg talking to Middle East correspondent Emily Wither. They discuss the dangers a lot of Christians are facing, Christians who choose to remain in Syria.
How dangerous is it for anyone of the Christian belief over in the Middle East at this point?
I think it's something that we don't talk about often enough, and many people, I don't think, realize just how many Christians are actually living inside Syria. They are the largest religious minority in the country, and they make up about 10% of Syria's population of 23 million people. So we're talking quite a lot of Christians in the country. And at the moment, they're considering fleeing for good. For the most part, they've been neutral in the conflict that's been happening in Syria over the last 2.5 years. They have chosen not to really pick a side. The Syrian Christian church leaders say that they are afraid that if the Syrian president, President Assad, is to fall, then that's going to lead to some kind of Islamic state, which could force them to have to leave for good. And in the last couple of months, their communities are increasingly coming under attack, not only from Sunni-led Muslim rebel fighters, they're the ones who are trying to topple the Assad government. They have repeatedly shelled Christian neighborhoods and villages because they feel that the Christians are aligned with President Assad. But the Christians have also come under fire from Al-Qaeda-linked fighters. So that's some of these Islamic extremist groups who are also now fighting along the rebels' sides. And they have been damaging churches, they've been looting churches, and pretty much terrorizing Christian communities in the areas that they have seized. So it's not a good time to be a Christian in Syria at the moment, but it's also not a good time to be a Christian in Egypt either. They too are also experiencing their own problems.
I have seen that there are an estimated 2 million Christians living in Syria. Is that a pretty accurate figure?
I'd say that there might be a few more than that, but we're not talking a large amount, but it is the largest religious minority. So in the grand scheme of things in Syria, it's quite a big chunk in terms of the minority communities. And they really are sort of between a rock and a hard place. They don't necessarily support the Syrian government, but they do rely on them for protection because the rebel groups, the rebel fighters, some of them have these very Islamic extremist links. They see the Christians as being aligned with the Syrian government. So they're a little bit stuck in this situation. And at the moment, the situation in Syria is so chaotic and so unpredictable, it's becoming increasingly more violent, that many Christian communities are talking about packing up and getting out of there for good.
Up next, Hurricane Sandy, the budget and immigration reform all on the way when the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves along.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
Doug Steffen here with the Talk Radio Countdown of Hot Hits in Talk Radio. We're at number 6 on the list, anniversary of Hurricane Sandy. Here's host John Gambling with Congresswoman Grace Meng of New York. They discuss houses of worship that were affected by Hurricane Sandy and how they are not eligible for recovery money from the government.
Houses of worship affected by Sandy are not eligible for money from the government. And I understand, Grace, that you became aware of this early on in this year 2013 after Sandy and actually did something about it.
I did, and I was very happy to work with Congressman Chris Smith from New Jersey and Pete King as well. And basically found out from a lot of our constituents, I mean, our district was not the worst affected by Sandy, but a lot of them attended, for example, churches, or synagogues, and even the institutions that house, for example, a homeless shelter or a food pantry, and there are over 200 of them in the tri-state area, they are not eligible to receive any sort of grant money from FEMA.
Greg, Grace, was the reason the separation of church and state, or was there some other technicality?
That is a reason for some people to object, but the law is actually silent on the issues of houses of worship. It includes, for example, museums and performance centers, but not houses of worship.
That seems insane. There's no reason that should be. Anyway, you and the other congressmen were able to get a bill through the House, but I gather this is back in February, right? Still no action because it's tied up in the Senate.
Right. Well, it went to the Senate. It was amended a little bit so that the law, so that the grants would not potentially cover, let's say, a Bible or a church pew. And so we made it more, you know, palatable for those opposed because of the church and state separation issue. But it's still stalled in the Senate. And I do want to thank Senator Gillibrand for working on this issue.
You know, I find the whole argument crazy. When you tell me that a church or a synagogue or whatever other element was damaged and the entire neighborhood is being aided by FEMA or whatever agency in the federal government, and they will not allow that institution to replace a pew because they're afraid of the separation of church and state. We have lost, Grace, we've lost our minds.
I definitely can understand where some people come from, but, you know, I jokingly say to people that during campaign time, many candidates also and politicians visit these very same houses of worship, and we should hopefully observe those same rules of separation of church and state then. So it doesn't make sense to me.
Budget situation, the crunch, if you will, number 7 on the countdown. From affiliate WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, host John Murphy talking to Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin about the upcoming congressional meetings on the budget.
Are we at a point with the budget where we've dug so far deep in that it's hard to talk about anything else? It's kind of like that thing. Well, you won't take out the garbage and you won't do this, and then how do we ever resolve anything if we both are so dug in about the things that we really want? Do you think there's room for compromise, and how are we going to get to that point?
Well, I definitely think there's room for compromise, and the bottom line is we've got to depart from this path of seeing government run from crisis to crisis, and so we really must find a way through. I think a lot of it we'll sort of see a tone set for our discussions this week as the committee begins to gather, as the co-chairs of the committee set parameters for our discussion. And I think that if we decide that this committee is going to solve all of the world's problems, we're probably setting ourselves up for failure. But if we decide that our main mission is to steer onto a new path of much more orderly budgeting for our nation and really just get us through the next year, you know, it's been almost 3 years where we've gone from crisis to crisis, and we need to get back to the orderly path of doing things. If that is our goal, getting a budget that will set us up for the balance of the 2014 fiscal year, which began on October 1st, and sort of start us down the path to prepare for the 2015 fiscal year, I think that is something we can put our arms around and really do on a bipartisan basis. And the central focus of our efforts has to be on our nation's economy, and because we know that once that's going roaring at full throttle, a lot of other things will become much easier to deal with.
Number 8 on the countdown, immigration reform. Here's host Jim Forsythe talking about the growing divide between business and Republicans over the issue of immigration reform.
Generally, business and the Republicans are allies. As a matter of fact, the Republicans get a large number of their campaign financing from business groups, most notably Chamber of Commerce type groups, groups like the Texas Association of Business. But now there's a real disconnect brewing, and this will be difficult to reconcile. Conservative Republicans are very staunchly against immigration reform. They call it amnesty. They say it would create a new generation of millions more registered Democrats as people who are in this country illegally become citizens and register to vote. But the Texas Association of Business, several top officials of the Texas Republican Party are in Washington lobbying Republicans to support the very immigration reform bill that the conservatives hate and say would be the death of the Republican Party, which is an interesting dichotomy. Business groups support immigration reform for several reasons. First of all, they say they need workers, and that may sound a little incongruous when you consider that the country still has pretty significant unemployment. But as we've talked before, there's a major skills gap growing. Anywhere from the farmers and ranchers down in South Texas who can't find anybody to pick their oranges, all the way to high-tech firms who are finding it more and more difficult to find people with the right skills that they need to keep their businesses growing. Also, there's a concern, Charlie, there's a large number of people from countries all over the world who come to major American universities, including UTSA, and they come out with marketable skills, but because of the current immigration laws, they have to go back to Pakistan or India or China or wherever they're from to start their companies that they're starting with the knowledge that they earned from the education they got largely from the American taxpayer. Businesses say that doesn't make any sense. We need to reform immigration laws so those people will create those businesses, those startups, and create those jobs in the United States and not in other countries. Businesses also generally agree that the current immigration system is badly broken beyond repair. It costs so much time and so much energy to confirm somebody's in the country. If you've been hired lately or if you're an HR manager, you know what you have to go through with the I-9s and all this kind of thing. And they say that in and of itself is inefficient and is bad for business. But they are running head on into the conservatives who say we don't want to create all of these Democrats. They say all of these individuals who will be legalized will vote Democratic. But Richard Perez, for example, from the Greater San Antonio Chamber of Commerce, says that's not true. He says the very people who immigrate to the United States in search of a better life are aspirational individuals. They're the sorts of people the Republican Party has built its base around for the last 50 years. Upwardly mobile, very aggressive, people who want to better their own lives and the lives of their families. He says that those people will become Republicans and points out that first and second generation Mexican Americans are just as likely to self-identify as Republicans in Texas as they are as Democrats. So the battle is on.
Up next, the World Series and Halloween. Up next as we finish off our review of the hot hits in talk radio for this week.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, number 9 on the Countdown, the World Series. Here's host Jimmy Cefalo talking to Steve Futterman about the Red Sox becoming the second team in Major League Baseball history to go from last place to winning the World Series.
Last year, I mean, they were the worst team in baseball a year ago. Now they come back to win the championship this season. This is the second team in Major League Baseball history, along with the 1991 Minnesota Twins, to go from last to first. Tell me what the feeling is like in Boston.
I think they're just very, very pleased. You know, the curse has long been banished, I guess, after 2004, 2007. This was a team that came together. No one expected this from this Boston team. You know, last year they finished in last place. When the bombing took place, suddenly, this magical season really took off. They had gotten off to a good start, but when the bombing took place, you had these events at Fenway Park, and it seems that the city, the team, everyone was united. You know, maybe something in our minds, maybe it really wasn't happening, but it seemed like a psychological boost to the city, this magical summer, and it just, you know, capped it off with the win in the World Series.
Yeah, you know, this is a city that really does embrace baseball, maybe more than their other sports. Yes, they're football fans, they're hockey fans, they're basketball fans for the Celtics, the Bruins, and the Patriots. But baseball and the Red Sox is where their heart seems to lie. And I recall, Steve, the last time that this occurred, they were going to cemeteries. The first time they'd won a championship in 2004, because it had been so long since they won a previous one, there were generations of Bostonians who had never experienced a championship, and they were leaving Red Sox Sox caps on gravestones all over the city. Is that occurring again?
I don't think anything like that is happening, but you're right about the affinity this city has for its baseball team. You know, some of it is because you can go back into the past. This is one of the oldest stadiums in the U.S. It's a stadium that last year celebrated its 100th anniversary. Was built or inaugurated, I guess, as the Titanic was sinking in the Atlantic. So there's so much history there. People have heard about this team from their fathers, their grandfathers. The love of the team has passed on from generation to generation. So there is something different with this franchise, with this team, than other teams here in Boston.
Number 10 on the countdown, the Halloween fat letter. Here's host John Caldera talking about a woman in Fargo, North Dakota, who is giving out notes to overweight children, telling their parents they need to do a better job taking care of their children, and the obvious unhealthy eating habits they need to focus on as well.
There's a woman up in Fargo, North Dakota, who cares. And I want to thank this woman. She cares about Halloween, and therefore she's decided to be selective about who gets a treat. She'll give out treats, but if your kid is overweight, instead of a treat, you'll get this note. That's right, a fat letter. This woman is going to give fat kids a note to their parents. Let me read the note to you. So your kid comes home, there's all the candy, and this note. Happy Halloween and happy holidays, neighbor. You're probably wondering why your child has this note. Have you ever heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child? I'm disappointed in the village of Fargo. That's interesting. Your child is, in my opinion, moderately obese and should not be consuming sugar treats to the extent of some children this Halloween season. My hope is that you will step up as an adult and ration candy this Halloween and not allow your child to continue these unhealthy eating habits. All right. Put yourself back when life was wonderful and mystical and magical. Put it back when you were a kid. Could you imagine getting this letter in your candy? What would you do if your kid came home with this letter? Now, I live in Boulder. I could imagine letters like this being there with a Kasha bar, which is some sort of healthy something, another snack. What would you do? Happy Halloween. Love your costume. You obviously worked really hard on it. Oh, look at that. What are you? Are you Chewbacca? Oh, man, that must have taken hours to put on. You're fat. You don't get candy.
Recapping, the Halloween fat letter is number 10. World Series is 9. Immigration reform, 8. Battle over the budget, 7. Anniversary of Hurricane Sandy, 6. Syria, number 5. State of the GOP, number 4. Benghazi, number 3. NSA spying scandal is 2. And Obamacare, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.